Proverbs 10:23 says, "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." Now, that word sport is best known these days in reference to what Americans call sports. Baseball, basketball, football. Not to be confused with what the English over in the UK call football, which we in America call soccer. George Bernard Shaw is credited with having said that America and England are two nations separated by a common language. And that is true much of the time, as words and phrases are used on one side of the Atlantic, but not on the other. Or the same word is used, but is defined completely differently. Get into an online chat with one American, one English, and one Australian, and then start asking for definitions of the words, and you'll find that many times the American is at odds with the other two, and then other times you'll find that all three are at odds with each other. An Aussie is an Australian, and he'll use words like struth, dinky die, or a fair dinkum. And in the UK, you have to ask, when do I call you? Are you English or British, or can I call you a Brit? And then, does the word bloody mean very, or is it as some people, even among our BBFers, who think it's profanity? So if you think that, I apologize. What's it mean to be chuffed to bits? That sounds like someone is angry to me, but in England, I guess that means you're very happy. And now, sometimes we'll actually hear people use this situation as a criticism against the King James Bible, but the fact is, the same situation remains for any Bible version, or any book in English, for that matter. So the accusation is really baseless. And this word in our text, sport, is an example. In the King James, the word sport means messing around, or just kidding, or just joking, basically, or something along those lines. But in Judges 16, you'll see where they're talking about sporting with Samson, and it's really abusive, playing around with a blinded, chained Samson. Later, we're going to read in Proverbs 26:19 that when a man deceives his neighbor, but then he gets caught, and he says, "Oh, am not I in sport?" And he just means, "Oh, I'm just kidding. You knew I was just kidding." Over in Isaiah 57:4 is another use where God asks the wicked, "Against who do ye sport yourselves?" And he's basically saying, "Who do you think you're messing with?" So that's how simple it is to figure out the word sport. You just look at the context, and it says what it says. And the answer isn't to come out with 100 different Bible versions in English, and a new one every 6 months, so that it can be copywritten and publishers, and as well as denominations, can make millions of dollars and fleece the flock of God. The answer is to simply study. And here the word sport in our text is used to describe the perverse enjoyment fools get by starting trouble. Again, listen, Proverbs 10:23, "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." I read this proverb and remember a time when I was that fool. It was in my B.C. days, meaning before Christ. Once I got saved, I no longer wanted to make trouble and found no pleasure in doing so. I repented of such a mentality and such actions on my part. But I have to admit, there's times where the temptation arises. You see wicked people seeming to get away with things, and it's tempting to get involved and try to cause them trouble. But that will usually just blow up in your face and cause a mess. It's what we call a fool's errand to do a mischief, and it's especially dangerous if you find enjoyment in doing that. But a man of understanding hath wisdom. And sometimes wisdom is just that easy. Don't be a fool. Don't do mischief, and certainly don't develop a love for doing such things. Leave it to God to deal with people in His way and in His good time, as Ecclesiastes 2:11 says, "He hath made everything beautiful in His time."